All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, August 15th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a couple sports already underway today. League of Legends, four-game slate, round two, PGA Tour. We had LIV start off earlier this morning as well. And in case you guys missed it in the Discord, we did announce that we are now supporting EPL Soccer starting today. So super exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about that once we get SaberSim up. But for the rest of the day, we have a 12-game MLB main slate, 5-game WNBA slate, and then we have trucks for NASCAR. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. As a matter of fact, we will actually not be having a Saturday show this weekend. So this will be the last show of the week, and then I will be back on a Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern, for the next show. All right, so small update there. Let's get SaberSim pulled up. Quickly wanted to talk a little bit more about the soccer support. So let me just go pull that up. All right, so over in the soccer channel, let's see, these are new. Oh, wait, that's esports. My bad. All right, so update here from Matt, posted a couple hours ago. Said, exciting news, we will be providing soccer projections for this EPL season, starting with today's showdown slate. We will not be running Sims for now, but average projections will be available in the app provided by Sam SaberSim, someone who works for us or works with us. Sam's awesome. He also does our COD projections in case you guys have messed around with COD, right? We also do COD projections. Those are provided by him. And then it says, please note that because we aren't running Sims, the builder will use optimizer mode and will not have any correlation built in. You will likely want to use rules to build correlated lineups. All right. So some info there around the soccer projections. So for instance, right, if you were building lineups for today for the soccer showdown, it did start, right? So like we won't support Interleague, but I believe this specific showdown slate is one of the ones that we're supporting. My soccer knowledge is very, very limited. But like, for instance, you come over here, right? You wanted to build some lineups, say, you know, you're going to try this tomorrow, right? Okay, what you would do, you would go into a build. You're going to see this. It'll just say SaberSim projection column, right? So all of the projections are there. If you want to set up any rules or stuff, you have the ability to do so. The builder, even though it's showing Sim, it's actually going to be using optimizer mode. So let's say I'm playing, you know, 20 lineups, right? Okay, I want to build 20 lineups, run optimizer mode. And we're letting these lineups run. Okay, so 20 lineups are built here, right? Contest sims are not going to work. So because we don't have game sims, we do not have contest sims, okay? So what I would do, right, is if, you know, you're using templates, right? If you are using ROI in portfolio usually, right? So if you're on portfolio, well, it's not going to work. So switch to uniques if it doesn't auto switch. And then change rank by to projected score. Okay. Now your lineups will show up. So the big thing here is that if you're using templates, turn it off. And like the way to turn it off would be, let's say I open up a build and like it generates a group for every contest I'm in. What I could do here is I could unstar the template, open up a new build, and then it's not going to auto-create any groups for me. And then what I would just do is add a lineup group. I would add my contests, and then what I would probably do is sort the contest by prize pool, because it's if it's using rank fill, it's going to fill them top down, right? So sort your contest by prize pool, change rank by to projected score, and then once you build your lineups, you'll be all set. So that is just a brief overview of like how to use the soccer optimizer now. And again, you know, you have the ability to set any rules you like, update projections, salary, things like that. So those are the big things there around the soccer update. All right, next question from Just Mia. Hi, is there a way to copy changes made from build 2 to build 1 without doing it manually all over again? Thank you. Yes, there actually is a way to do this, and it is very, very helpful. So let's say I'm, you know, playing some WNBA today, nice big 5-game slate. Maybe I set a rule, you know, I don't want like more than 3 players per team or something like that. So like use no more than 3 per team, save. You know, maybe I crank up my minimum salary. Maybe I set like a filter, you know, show players with projection greater than, I don't know, 10, right? Now I do a couple things here, right? And what I don't want to do is I don't want to have to open up a new build and then do them all over again every single time, right? So what you can do is if you're within a slate, right click on the build you are on, use the clone function. This will take all of those settings into a new build and auto apply them so you don't have to redo them. So I see my min salary is the same. See my rule is still on. See my filter is still on. If I just open up a regular build, for instance, salary goes back to 48K. No rules are active. No filters are active. So that clone option is the option that you are looking for. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, can you kind of explain how the flashback post-contest sim ROI is determined again? Kind of trying to go back to some basics on some stuff, and I have a more specific question, but I'm not sure how to word it, so hoping maybe it will get answered in the discussion, as well as affirm my understanding. Happy Friday. Okay, happy Friday to you too. So the way that we calculate post-contest sim ROI, okay, is we take all of the actual lineups that were played, and then we play out the slate 100,000 times. So if we were going to do a post-contest sim of this WNBA slate, what we would be doing is taking one sim of each game on the slate, grouping them together, so call that slate simulation one, playing it out, applying the scores to the players that they scored in that slate simulation, using that to determine which lineups rank where on the leaderboard, and then assigning those lineups prizes, you know, dollar prizes. And then that gets assigned to the user. And then we do that 100,000 times. And then we add up all the entry fees. We were kind of talking about this, I think, on yesterday's show, where it's just like entry one divided by entry fees, right? So let me see if I can like find that real quick. Pull this up just because I already wrote it out. So might as well just use that same graphic. I think it was yesterday's show. If not, it was the day before. Today's Friday. It might have been Wednesday. Let's see if we can find it real quick. Turn this down. Oh, yep. It was yesterday. All right. Pull this up. All right. So this is from yesterday's show. So it's post-contest sim ROI and pre-contest sim ROI are technically calculated the same as far as like the ROI is. The difference is the lineups used, how many of them, you know, it's projected lineups versus actual lineups. It might not be as many lineups as were in the contest, but this segment kind of talks about it. So let me just link this here and we can pass this along. So this is a good point to start this at. I will shoot this over to you. But yeah, it is. But that is effectively what is going on there is we are adding up all of the money in the lineup one, dividing it by the entry fees. If the lineup won more money than the entry fees, it's positive ROI. If it made less, then it is negative ROI. So a lineup that made 100, oh wait. Come on. A lineup that made 110,000 over the sim and had 100,000 in entry fees would be positive. And then a lineup that made 90,000 and had 100,000 in entry fees would be negative. This is why where some people are like, hey, you know, why did somebody win with like a negative ROI lineup? Well, like negative ROI lineups still win money. They just win less money than they spend over the long term. So that's the thing there to keep in mind with regard to post-contest sim ROI calculation. All right. Dimitri said, can you do WNBA / UFC and MLB demo since you will be off Saturday and Sunday? Thank you. I will pick one of these. I will not be doing all three. Usually just do one slate demo. All right. We'll get back to that, though. Ronald said, all right, I got a question for you, brother. I'm in a super flex 12-man dynasty league, and I was offered Josh Allen for Drake May and Kyren Williams, but my running back room is Isaiah Pacheco and David Montgomery. I don't know if there is a next part of this question, but I guess the question is what would I do, right? Well, I'm not a big best baller, so I don't know too much about like off-season, you know, movement, and I don't keep up with like the drafts like too much or anything like that. I will say that from what I remember is that Pacheco, after he, you know, broke his fibula last year, did not play great. They went with like a really, you know, heavy committee approach in the playoffs. So I don't know what his trajectory looks like. David Montgomery, I'm sure they're going to continue to use him. There is some talk that, you know, Ben Johnson was, who was the offensive coordinator for the Lions, was a little bit more interested in like splitting time between the backs, and whoever is taking over is a little bit more interested in letting Jahmyr Gibbs kind of run free. I've heard like, hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is, you know, going to be on the field for like the first round of snaps, like coming up this year, and might take over like a little bit more. So rather than more of like a 50-50 split, it might be like 75-25 or something like that. I really don't know what the future holds for Drake May. You know, Josh Allen is obviously very, very good. And Kyren Williams is very, very good too. So I could see this being a good thing. Depends like how much stock you want to put in Drake May. But both your running backs are a little sketchy, I guess is like the right word. Pacheco and Montgomery, don't really know what to do with them. Kyren obviously gives you a very strong piece at running back. And if you think Drake May is going to do good enough, then, you know, maybe it's okay to part ways with Josh Allen there. But those are my thoughts. All right, getting back to our demos. So we usually talk, you know, MLB, WNBA throughout the week. So I think it's totally fine to jump over and do a UFC demo, since that's usually what we do on Saturdays anyways. So we'll move our UFC demo to today, but we've definitely done MLB and WNBA demos throughout the week. So if anybody's looking for those, you can check out past office hours from earlier this week. All right. One note here. This was mentioned to me earlier. I believe. Oops, that's not the one. And I'm just confirming. Okay, we do not have projections yet for Idris and Nolan. This one specific fight we are waiting on. So just keep that in mind that no, or these fights. So it's like it's Idris versus Morales, and then it is Nolan versus Bai Sanger. So four fighters are currently not projected that will be later. So that will get updated just so you guys know. So I don't want anybody, you know, submitting their final set tonight and not being aware of that. But if you guys want to mess around with stuff, you totally can. So like here, right, if I wanted to mess around with some UFC stuff, just kind of see who's popping right away. I wouldn't make too many changes up front. There's a default rule on to don't use opposing fighters by default. You know, last week on Saturday when we did a demo, we actually saw that a lot of these lower salary lineups were like negative ROI. That kind of makes me inclined to like crank this up a little bit. You know, I might do something where like I'm going to crank up min, but then maybe I want to lower my max to like counteract. And if I'm playing more high salary lineups, they're more likely to be duplicated. But then if I'm lowering my max on the other side, well, maybe I'm guarding against some of the highest duplicated lineups, right? So I'm being duplication conscious when making some of these decisions. It was interesting that I think like we were scrolling and our first like positive ROI lineup was like 48,800 salary. Obviously dynamics change week to week, but it was kind of insightful. So I think I'm going to crank up my min, also lower my max slightly here, very, very slightly. All right. So we built 5,000 lineups. Contest sim is running. There's a couple other ways to like account for duplication here that you can consider. You can use some ownership. You could use geometric mean. You know, we're already using like a salary component here, right? Or you don't have to do any of those things, right? I've done build reviews where people just lower the max salary and then they kind of roll with a lot of the defaults and then they usually grade out pretty well, right? If you want to, you know, go a step further, I think simply doing like a sum ownership filter is like totally fine. Let's see if I like apply this, what happens. Okay, so only like a very small number of lineups went in the trash. So like I'll drop this, maybe like 205. Okay, so that's 200 lineups. I'm trying to get like about 10% of my lineups in the trash. Just like chop off the highest sum own. This is really close, this 200 number. I'd probably stop here. I think it's like fine. All right, so we can see, right, if I close this group, I have this trash group now, and 400 lineups have went into the trash. Pretty close to what I want. I could tinker more, but I think that gets the point across. Cool. So notice that did lower my ROI a little bit. I think it's okay to sacrifice some pre-slate ROI for duplication purposes. So here, right, we chopped off some of the highest sim-owned lineups, just trying to get to a little bit lower owned. Now I'm ready to analyze, right? I come in here, I look at my exposures. Okay, highest exposure is 76%. Kazmat Chimaev, 60% ownership. We're getting a little bit over on one of the best fighters of the night. And notice here, right, we kind of saw this was important last week. Look how high his value is, right? 11.12. It's over two points higher than the next fighter, right? And then notice a lot of our positive exposure is to these higher value fighters. Only one of the top, I don't know, 10 value fighters are we negative leverage on, right? So value seems kind of important here. I think it's okay to be over on this fighter when his value is like so, so high. So it feels good. That is the only double-digit exposure in the positive or negative directions. And we've done some stuff, right? We've customized this a little bit. We've changed min and max salaries. We've added a filter for our pool. And we've analyzed our exposures and our leverages, and we're pretty happy with them, right? So I think that's like a totally fine UFC process. If you guys are like playing UFC, you guys want to, you know, bring it back to the basics. If you guys want to have somewhere to start for the first time, great. You do that Sunday, you come back in, you analyze your lineups and contest flashback, you see how you grade it out, and then you kind of iterate on it from there, right? What I always recommend is writing down the steps you take. That way you have a checklist and you never miss a step. I've definitely like tried and keep it in my head in the past. And some things that happened to me is like, sometimes when a new idea comes in, an old idea goes out. And sometimes that old idea was good. And I actually lost something by forgetting to do it. And I'm not really sure if like the new thing is good yet or not. It's just like kind of a concept that I'm working on. So having I used to use like a Word docs. People use pen and paper, you know, something that can remind you everything you want to do. Like, hey, maybe I want to account for duplication, but oh man, I forgot to set the sum ownership filter. Now I can't go back in and do it. Right. So just having something that, that you can walk through, super, super helpful. All right. Ivan said, hi, I'm running MLB for tonight's slate using Portfolio Plus, but it's giving me very condensed exposures to the top projected teams. If you know, you don't want that, right? If that's not something that you want, you have a couple options. First off, I wouldn't say anything is wrong with that. But you know, maybe it's not your flavor, right? That's okay. So the first place I would start would be to go to the team stacks. And then go to the all stacks and then set some max exposures, you know, for these teams that you feel like you're getting too much of, right? That would be step one. Now, if the builder has trouble meeting your exposure requests, what I would probably do is recommend lowering the projected runs here. So like maybe I lower them all by like half a run. Okay. I lower Arizona. I lower the Dodgers. I lower the Angels. And maybe it's just like those top three. Okay. I apply the changes. Let this, you know, finish. I go to players. I need to change my projection source. Okay. So click the gear icon, change to SaberSim adjusted. Now all of these changes are going to be applied to those teams, right? So like, I think we did the Angels. If I go over to the Angels and I compare their, where's their SaberSim projection? Okay. SaberSim projection and adjusted, you know, all of these players come down, right? Neto is at 10.24. He's at 9.68. Trout was at 10.19. He's at 9.6, right? This is lowering all their projections because we've lowered their team total. When you rebuild your lineups, inherently, you're going to get less exposure to them because their projections have gone down, right? So you can tinker with this a little bit. Maybe for like Arizona, you need to go one run down. Maybe for, you know, the Angels, you only need to go a half run down, right? You can play with it, run builds multiple times. Once you change that projection source once, you don't need to change it again if you make additional updates. So that's where I would start, the exposure adjustments, and then followed by team total adjustments. But all right, I think we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.